consumers look set to have more choice in the insurance market with the formal launch of a new insurer. South Africa-based Out Insurance Group will initially offer home and motor cover to the Irish market, and it's the first new locally authorised personal insurance underwriter in this country for over a decade. The business is investing €160 million in this country and aims to grow its workforce in its headquarters in Dublin from 70 to 300 over 3 years. But what will that mean for us, for people who have to have insurance, who have to buy insurance, and whether you're a customer, a personal customer, or a driver, or indeed in business? Well, we're joined on the line this morning by the CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Brian Hanley. Brian, good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us on the Kerry Today programme.
Good morning, Teresa. Lovely to be with you.
Brian, what do you think this will mean for customers, insurance customers?
Well, I think any new competition in the insurance market is welcome, because what you would hope would happen is when you have new entrants coming in, perhaps not with any of the legacy claims against it, they're in a position to be very to put out challenging premiums to the other insurers and see if they can put some downward pressure on prices. That's certainly what we would hope. And we have seen, pressure put on motor insurance sector in particular, and prices come down a little. But having said that, we have seen that turnaround, and I think for the last 8 months, every month we've seen premium increases when it comes to motor insurance. So the timing of OutSurance's arrival couldn't be better in terms of trying to halt the ongoing price increases.
And I know you can't talk about house insurance, for example, but in general terms, just taking, for example, house insurance, I think premiums have gone up by at least 9% because the insurance companies are alleging that people's homes have been over the last number of years underinsured. Do you think this will mean that the entry of this new competitor, South Africa-based OutSurance Group, will offer more options to people who've just got their renewal and are kind of going, oh my God, that's a huge increase?
Well, God, everybody hopes so. I think the way prices are going at the moment, I do think any new competitor is coming into the market, and one that's coming in and with the level of investment it's making is here to stay. You would hope that would at least put pressure on a halt on these prices just that are spiraling out of control, but maybe even did put a little bit of downward pressure on it, because whether you're looking at public liability, which is what your shops and sports clubs and tourism organisations and everyone else has, or it's motor and all those, we need to see the prices coming down, because the market actually is very different to what people might believe, because insurers will talk about inflation, but what they mightn't tell you is that there have been transformative change in the insurance market in this country, from the introduction of the personal injuries guidelines to reduce the size of awards, the legislation passed last year to change the duty of care so that people have to take more responsibility for their actions, and that then you'd like to think would reduce the size of the volume of claims coming through. And bear in mind too, Teresa, there's a 41% reduction in the volume of claims, 41% since 2019 alone. And if you have the size of awards going down and the volume of claims going down, well, really, it's unconscionable to justify premium increases that public liability holders and motor and so on, notwithstanding the challenges around inflation and motor, but there's no justification, and certainly not in public liability for those businesses and those industries and sectors that I'm talking about, especially when you put it against. So there was a recent central bank report, and it showed that public liability policy holders had an 8% premium increase in 2022 despite claims going down. The report also showed that insurers made a 55% increase in profits in 12 months that year. So I think it's no surprise the public are feeling cheated when they see that level of profit being made at a time that premiums are going up.
Yeah, and you yourself, the Alliance for Insurance Reform, yesterday when you announced that you were welcoming the entry of OutSurance into the Irish market, you pointed out that motor premiums are increasing month on month. How can that be when there has been so much reform, so much change as you've outlined there, which should logically lead to reduced costs for motor insurance?
Yes, I mean, what it's been linked to is insurance, inflation, I should say, and the cost of parts and labour and so on and so forth. And there's no doubt that those have increased. But I think it's very difficult to find hard numbers to see how all of these changes, the, you know, the good and the bad, the positive and the negative in terms of cost, may shake out. Because while there has been, I mean, we have seen such a range of reforms at this stage, and not just that, we've had reforms to the Injuries Resolution Board, which was PIAB, for processing claims. And of course, we know the claims that are settled there do so without the exorbitant or legal fees that are attached to settling in the litigation channel. And I think the more cases we see settled there, the better, because that should lead. And there's no really no need for expensive legal fees in uncontested cases where there's no issue. So we would hope all these results, you know, need the government to put pressure on the insurers to pass on the savings at this stage.
Now, you've said over the last number of years, since about 2019, there has been a fall in the number of insurance fraud cases, insurance fraud claims. Yesterday, it was reported that a man was jailed for his role in a fraudulent insurance claim worth more than €35,000 following the staging of a car crash in Dublin 11 years ago. So that took a long time to go to court. But do you think the criminal justice system is more robust now, or has the tools necessary now to bring charges and bring to justice people who are responsible, who do carry out insurance fraud?
I think the Gardaí have been very proactive in this space. In recent years, they established an insurance fraud office for insurance companies, or indeed members of the Alliance, to refer suspect claims to them where they want investigated. So I think that's been a very welcome development. I do think that the insurance companies, while there are some that are more proactive, others just aren't investing enough resources in the pursuit of these claims. And the worry is it's just easier to settle and then to pass on the cost to customers. We really can't be strong enough when it comes to fraudulent or exaggerated claims. And I think that it's only short-term thinking if you just settle, because it denies the insurance company and it denies us the benefits to be derived from a more robust examination. And you see people's reaction to articles like that. They're very positive that people, like, they know what's coming out of their pocket. Like, unfair claims hurt everybody. So I think that it's good to see that the initiatives the Garda have taken. I think we need a much more consistent approach from insurance companies in tackling suspect, fraudulent, exaggerated claims. And only then we begin to see the real benefit from it.
So you're saying that there are still some players in the insurance market who aren't doing enough, who aren't being thorough enough in blocking out or shutting down fraudulent claims?
I think that's the case if you look at some of the figures. So in 2022, there was a 15 or 18,000 personal injury claims, and insurers would tell us that suspect claims could be as high as 20% of that 15,000 or 18,000. But in reality, less than 100 cases were reported to the guards in that same year. What's that, a third of 1% or half of 1%? So no, I'm not suggesting it's as low as that, and I don't think it's as high as the other number. But what that does show is there's a significant discrepancy between what is suspected and what is reported. And I think that you'll see there's a lot of the same names in terms of the insurers pursuing these claims and others that perhaps aren't as prominent. And we need to see all of them investing resources in this and taking a strong attitude. Even if there's a cost in the short term, we need to challenge suspect claims. It sends a strong message out, and I think there needs to be a greater level of investment and a greater consistency across the insurance sector in challenging it on our behalf.
And if you have any experiences, listeners, with the suspect claims, or if you weren't happy with how they were dealt with in particular, or if you were, do let us know on 066 712 3666. We're speaking to Brian Hanley. He's the CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Brian, I'm just a little bit puzzled about something, that insurance companies are claiming that inflation is driving up insurance premiums, even though, as you've outlined there has been government cost-cutting measures to deal with, to reduce how much people should be paying for insurance. But then I'm scratching my head, because inflation has been going down. For example, it slowed to 2.6% last month compared to 2.9% in March. So if inflation is coming down, why then are insurance companies saying, oh, it's inflation to blame for the reason why your insurance premiums are costing more?
And I think the answer to this is going to be, or the solution to this rather than the answer to your question, will be in the competition that we see coming in from the likes of OUTsurance. Because it is, while it is essential the government continue to put pressure on insurers on our behalf and make plain what we know. I mean, it's like businesses and policyholders are being held to ransom by insurers, you know. Premiums are going up when the reforms are leading to savings, and I think it's all of it is to fatten their bottom line ultimately. Organisations need insurance, but insurers know it and then they exploit it. And I think whilst, you know, there has to be, there's no issue with a degree of profitability, 55% increase in profits in 12 months and prices going up month on month, as you rightly point out, when some of the cost bases are beginning to slow down, just isn't reasonable. And it's no wonder people feel cheated by insurers at the moment.
And over the last number of months, moving on to the business sector, we've covered stories here on Radio Kerry, unfortunately, about the closure of a number of small businesses across the county, particularly in hospitality, small restaurants and cafes. They've cited inflation. They've also cited in some cases the fact that it's very hard to recruit staff. But I'm sure if they were paying less in their insurance premiums, that would help them during what seems to be a very difficult time. When you look at that sector, when you look at businesses, when you look at sports club, when you look at the community and voluntary groups, are premiums, are liability premiums coming down, or are they continuing to increase?
Well, in respect of the tourism and hospitality sector in particular, premiums are continuing to rise in many, many instances, and that's whether that be across hotels or vintners, restaurants, but also then, you know, whether that's camping or other types of activities or adventure sports and so on, what we're seeing is premiums are increasing in many, many cases, and in a small number, they're remaining static at a very high level. Like, it just, there's a natural human response if your premium comes in this year and, you know, it's broadly the same as last year. But all the reforms that have come in, it didn't come in just to keep things the same. They came in because there was an acknowledgement that we're absolutely overpaying for insurance. So that will not be good enough. I saw the Injuries Resolution Board had a survey, an Amoric survey of 1,000 people there in the last couple of weeks. They released it last week, showing that, and of the 80% of respondents that got insurance this year and the previous year, they were able to show that 64% for 64% their premium went up, and for another 24% it stayed at the same high rate they were already paying. That's 88%. And we did a survey ourselves in the Alliance in February of businesses with a strong emphasis on in the tourism sector, and 87%, almost identical in fact, it stayed the same or their premium went up in a majority of cases. So we know that this is a direct cost, and at a time when there are so many other costs associated with business, everything on the bottom line and everything in the accounts becomes important. And when it comes to insurance, I think because the work has already been done, it would be a shame and beyond that if the savings that have been made were not passed on to hard-pressed business owners at this stage. And that's the disconnect, because at the moment all it's being used for is to drive up insurer profits.
And should there be something introduced by the government, for example, a solidarity charge that insurance giants, global players, and many of them in this country, that they should have to pay something like a solidarity fee or a solidarity charge back to the state, so that in turn could be used to help struggling small businesses at this time?
Well, I think new and innovative ways have to be examined in terms of sectors maybe that can't get cover. And whilst a lot of those have now maybe can avail of cover, there's a world of difference between access to cover and access to affordable cover. And that's why there are too many sectors, including, I'd say, in the tourism and hospitality field, which is so important, of course, in Kerry, that have only one underwriter. And that's an existential threat that kind of businesses operate under, not knowing whether cover will be there next year, and then almost being afraid to challenge and speak out when you have only one underwriter. And that's why I think the Office to Promote Competition in the Insurance Market, which is set up in the Department of Finance, that came into existence in 2020. And I think it has, despite all the reforms and what a favourable market there now is for new entrants in terms of the stability of awards and the volume of claims, it has yet to deliver a new liability competition. And I think it needs to be renewed in its work and greater resources invested in it, as ultimately I think competition will be one of the most important, if not the most important, ways of addressing the problem.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to the CEO of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Brian Hanley, about that news that OUTsurance, who are a South African company, they're going to enter the Irish market and they're investing €160 million in its new operation here. Will it mean more choice? Will it mean more value? Will it mean, most importantly, that you'll have to pay less for your insurance?